This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, A Simple Life. Welcome to A to Z here at IB in Trade with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously, now, A Simple Life, it's actually a very important title because A Simple Life, in a sense, is what we should be aiming for. So even though we know that in Islam, Islam does not say that, no, we cannot have assets, that we must... sort of live in a, with a very poor lifestyle, that we're not allowed to have any wealth. At the same time, we know there is the recommendation that we should avoid extravagance. Or we can also phrase it in a different way, because we know that Islam is also the faith of the, in a sense, of the middle ground. So no extremes, neither to being too extravagant, but nor should we sort of, in a sense, of go around sort of trying to look really poor. That's also not recommended. So a simple life, this is actually based on a, let's say, living conditions of our martyred Rahba that have been reported. And this just gives us an idea of how some of our very pure-hearted and pious people do live. And obviously, this, when the reason I'm talking about this is it so that we can maybe emulate some of this. And so maybe it makes us reflect on what really matters in life. And does it really matter that we have the, you know, the fanciest dining room or the all these different accessories we need, I don't know, for the kitchen, for example. So I'll just give you a few simple facts. And these have been reported in the media, so many people may be already aware of this and have indeed seen photos. So he was living in a, so prior to his martyrdom, he was living in a house that was just about 100 to 150 square meters. There were only three or four rooms. And people would focus on, there were, so many of us looked at the images and we could see this very simple plastic dining table and chairs. And they were only put there. So prior to when the martyred Rahba had back problems, prior to that, there wasn't even a table. Welcome back to A2Z here on I'm Being Shredded with my sister Zainab. And obviously, I'm just starting to describe a little bit how our martyred Rahba was living. The fact that obviously this very simple and obviously cheap, this was not expensive furniture. Fact that the dining furniture was just put there because he had developed back problems. And then some other very beautiful things about this simple lifestyle. So obviously we know, okay, so... to some extent, when we look at these images, it really needs to, I would say, we need to let us sink into our heart, because we know that all of us have both things together for our martyred Rahba and any of our martyrs. We have profound love and we also have this profound grief. So whatever information we get about their lives, about how they behaved, their lifestyle, this is something that we really need to take on board. So this goes to the simplicity of the lifestyle. Now, something else very beautiful I just wanted to draw attention to. So in terms of his, let's say, his patience, his gentleness towards other people, towards his family members in this particular anecdote. So with the people in his household, with his family members, they would all, when people were there, they would always pray together. And so he would call everyone to prayer at the best time. And then even though his wife wasn't, it took his wife maybe longer to get ready for the prayer, maybe she still did a wuzu or had to just finish something else, he would always wait for his wife. And maybe if we think about this, do we, in our families, do some of us rush ahead and start to pray? And maybe we're a bit impatient with some of our other family members or just a bit slower. You know, maybe they're just on a phone call and they have to, let that phone call come to an end. So these are things. So both the simplicity, the gentleness and the patience, for sure these are things that we can all take on board, inshallah. So that was it for today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A2Z here on I'm Being Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.